KRVS 88.7 FM, KRVS.org. This is public radio for Acadiana. This is Dirty Rice. I'm Bill, sitting in with you here at the top of the hour. Wherever you are in the space-time continuum, it should be near there, unless you're listening on our drop-down click-on box that says Audio On Demand, and click on Dirty Rice, and you can listen anytime, like you can to any of our locally produced shows. Anyway, what we heard right there before the station break, Legal ID, was Rondo Hatton from their Destination Fun record. A little bit of Leo's Roller Land, a place that was over there in Baton Rouge for a while until everything got shut down and shut down. And as you can tell, we have the late night underground vibe activated. It tuned itself in for this hour of the show this evening, ladies and gentlemen. So we'll be a little more than a standard deviation from the norm. You know, it is, it's almost one of those holidays coming up, I think, on Tuesday. Some people celebrate that holiday. And it's also tax season. And in the second half of this hour, the Titanic will be sailing also. But coming around to that tax thing, well, some of us got money back, some people got to pay. Not sure, if the 15th of April is still in effect or not. Doesn't really matter. This is the Beatles to tell you all about it from Revolver, Taxman.
One, two, three, four. One, two.
Let me tell you how it will be. There's one for you, 19 for me. I'm the tax man. Yeah, I'm the tax man. Should 5% appear too small? Be thankful I don't take it all. 'Cause I'm the tax man.
Down to the smoking room. Is in town. Here comes the blind commissioner. They've got him in a trance. One hand is tied to the tightrope walker. The other is in his pants. And the riot squad, they're restless. They need somewhere to go. As Lady and I look out tonight from Desolation Row. Cinderella, she seems so easy. It takes one to know one. She smiles and puts her hands in her back pocket, Betty Davis style. Comes Romeo, he's moaning. You belong to me, I believe. Then someone says, you're in the wrong place, my friend. You'd better leave. And the only sound that's left after the ambulances go is Cinderella sweeping up on Desolation Road. Now the moon is almost hidden. The stars are beginning to hide. The fortune-telling lady has even taken all her things inside. All except for Cain and Abel and the Hunchback of Notre Dame. Everybody is making love, or else taxi expecting rain. And the good Samaritan, he's dressing, he's getting ready for the show. He's going to the carnival tonight on Desolation Road. Ophelia, she's 'neath the window. For her I feel so afraid. On her 22nd birthday, she already is an old maid. To her death is quite romantic. She wears an iron vest. Her profession's her religion. Her sin is her lifelessness. And though her eyes are fixed upon Noah's great rainbow, she spends her time peeking into Desolation Row. Einstein disguised as Robin Hood, with his memories in our trunk, passed this way an hour ago with his friend, a jealous monk. Now he looked so immaculately frightful as he bummed a cigarette. Then he went off sniffing drain pipes and reciting the alphabet. You would not think to look at him, but he was famous long ago for playing the electric violin on Desolation Row. Dr. Filth, he keeps his world inside of a leather cup. His sexless patients, they are trying to blow it up. Now his nurse, some local loser, she's in charge of the cyanide hole, and she also keeps the cards that read "Have mercy on his soul." They all play on the penny whistle. Can hear them blow. If you lean your head out far enough from Desolation Row. Across the street they've nailed the curtains. They're getting ready for the feast. The Phantom of the Opera in a perfect image of a priest. Here a spoon-feeding Casanova to get him to feel more assured. Then they'll kill him with self-confidence after poisoning him with words. And the Phantom shouting to skinny girls, get out of here if you don't know. Casanova is just being punished for going to Desolation Row. At midnight, all the agents and the superhuman crew come out and round up everyone that knows more than they do. Then they bring them to the factory where the heart attack machine is strapped across their shoulders, and then the kerosene is brought down from the castles by insurance men who go check to see that nobody is escaping Desolation Row. Praise be to Nero's Neptune. The Titanic sails at dawn. Everybody's shouting, which side are you on? And Ezra Pound and T.S. Eliot fighting in the captain's tower, while Calypso singers laugh at them and fishermen hold flowers. Between the windows of the sea, where lovely mermaids flow, and nobody has to think too much about Desolation Row. Yesterday, about the time the doorknob broke, when you asked me how I was doing, was that some kind of joke? All these people that you mentioned, yes, I know them, they're quite lame. I had to rearrange their faces and give them all another name. Right now, I can't read too good. Don't send me no more letters, no. Not unless you mail them from Desolation Row.
Dirty Rice, Saturday night, every Saturday night from 9 to 11 right here on KRVS 88.7 FM Lafayette Lake Charles, KRVS.org out there on the internet. We are public radio for Acadiana. I am Bill sitting in with you. Right there we had Bob Dylan from Highway 61 revisited Desolation Row, and I usually play that one around this time every year because if you are a resident of the great state of Louisiana and you follow the news with any frequency, you will know that the legislature is back in town. I mean, the circus is back in town in Baton Rouge, holding forth Desolation Row from Bob Dylan. Before that, we had the Radiators from Jazz Fest Live 2014, Smoking Hole. About that spot catty-cornered to Tipitina's over there and the Median over there across Chapatulas. Started off the set with a timely reminder for you folks that may not have filed yet or are in the process of filing, if with extensions, etc. The Beatles from Revolver, Taxman. And speaking of Bob Dylan, here's another one from Blonde on Blonde, Rainy Day Women number 12 and 35, because it's kind of rainy out there right now.
Judges don't know when Red's in town. He keeps well hidden underground. Everybody's acting lazy, falling out or hanging round. My woman said, hey Pedro, you're acting crazy like a clown. Nobody feels like working, Panama Red is back in town. Panama Red, Panama Red, just do your woman, then you rub your head. Panama Red, Panama Red, on his white horse, Mescalito, he comes breezing through town. Bet your woman is up in bed with old Panama Red. Everybody's looking out for him, cause they know Red satisfies. Little girls like to listen to him sing, tell sweet lies. But when things get too confusing, honey, we're better off in bed. And I'll be searching all the joints in town for Panama Red. Panama Red, Panama Red, he'll steal your woman, then he'll rob your head. Panama Red, Panama Red, on his white horse, Mescalito, he comes breezing to town. Bet your woman is up in bed with old Panama Red. Panama Red, Panama Red, he'll steal your woman, then he'll rob your head. Panama Red, Panama Red, on his white horse, Mescalito, he comes breezing to town. Bet your woman is up in bed with old Panama Red.
KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, KRVS.org. This is public radio for Acadiana. Dirty Rice, I'm Bill sitting in with you, quite possibly next week my co-host Mr. Lee Klein, Peter, or quite possibly Bill. We'll see what happens there then. It'll be good either way. What we heard right there, wrapping up the set. New Riders of the Purple Sage from the Best of the New Riders of the Purple Sage record, Panama Red. And before the New Riders, we had Bob Dylan from Blonde on Blonde, Rainy Day Women numbers 12 and 25. Getting right back into it this past week. Rock birthdays. John Kay of Steppenwolf. This is Steppenwolf from the Steppenwolf live record, Don't Step on the Grass, Sam.
Greetings to you, friends of peace. All right. Thank you for being here tonight. This next number, well, you know about Uncle Sam's Operation Intercept. They hung up half a million tourists for about a week or so, and then they scored three joints. Big deal. This next one always was and still is dedicated to Uncle Sam.
Thank you.
fellow man for smoking of the noble weed. You need much more than him. You've been telling lies so long, some believe they're true, and so they close their eyes to things you have no right to do. Just as soon as you are gone, hope will start to climb. Please don't stay around too long, you're wasting precious time. Yeah, it's evil without a meaning, I said. Don't slip on the grass, and if we're moving out fair country, don't be such a
It was back around the turn of the centuries, back around 1913, there was a Negro pugilist, his name was Jack Johnson. Now old Jack Johnson, he was the toughest man in the whole wide world. He used to walk around whopping people upside the head, making all sorts of money. Like I say, old Jack Johnson, he was a pugilist. He was a pugilist by preference and by profession. And one day old Jack came walking on down by the pier side. He's just walking on down. His manager come walking on down by the pier side. He says, hi, Jack. He says, hi, manager. He says, what you doing? He says, I'm just walking on down by the pier side. He says, what's up? He says, I got a gig for you. He says, got a gig for me? He says, that's right. He says, whereabouts? He says, over in England. He says, what am I going to do over there? He says, well, you're going over and whop this guy upside the head and make all sorts of money. Old Jack says, that's groovy, baby. That's really groovy. You give me a ticket on the next flight out. He said, ticket on the next flight out? This is 1914. Why, the Wright brothers haven't even started fooling around with Kitty Hawk yet. He said, who's she? Night on the sea, the band was playing in my goddamn farewell, Titanic farewell. Old Jack says, well, how am I gonna get there, baby? He says, oh, I'm gonna show you. And he whips open a newspaper and shows him a picture of the USS Titanic, folks. She's the world's biggest ship. She's made out of good wood and good iron. They said she'd never go down. He says, you mean I'm going over on the boat? And he says, that's right, baby, you're going on the boat. He said, well, let's get some tickets. He said, all right, so they head on down to the ticket taker's place. He walks on up to the ticket taker. He walks on in and says, hey, man, I want to buy me some tickets. He said, got red ticket, green ticket, yellow ticket, blue ticket, what kind of ticket you want? He said, I want a red one. He gave him some loot and he laid it on him. Jackie's got his ticket now. He takes everything he owns. He wraps it on up in a diaper and he hangs it on a stick over his back and goes heading on down by the pier side. He's getting on down by the pier side and his manager's down there by the pier side. And there she is, folks, the USS Titanic. She's lined up beside 250 parking meters. The captain's getting done ready to split because he run out of time. Now, around this time, there was an Italian senator in the state house, and all Italian senators, them got brothers, owned construction companies, and this one had a brother, he owned a construction company, and the Titanic, she was made out of good Italian wood, good Italian, and they said she'd never get down. So this
there's old Jack standing on the bottom, got everything he owns wrapped on up in that diaper, hanging on a stick over his back. He shakes hands with his manager, goes walking on up the gangplank. The captain's standing on the top. He get up onto the top, and the captain look at the ticket. He look at the ticket, he look at Jack. He look at the ticket, he look at Jack. He look at the ticket, he look at Jack. He look at the ticket, he look at Jack. Look at it. He says, "Sorry, baby, wrong color." Says, "Me or the ticket?" This is you.
Wouldn't let Jack Johnson on board. He said this ship don't haul no coal. Fare well, Titanic, fare well. It was midnight on the sea. The band was playing near my God, fare well, Titanic, fare well, yeah.
So Jack says, "It's all right, baby, it's all right. I'm gonna sit right here. I'm gonna pay and watch you go right on down." She sails on out into the North Sea. She's out there floating around in and out between the icebergs, and old Jack standing on the pier. I gotta tell you about the people on the Titanic. Now, first of all, there's a whole bunch of Jewish people from Miami. They're jumping up and down, they're laughing, they're drinking booze, they're trading wives and Cadillacs and diamonds and having all sorts of good clean party fun. And the walls, the people who run the boat. Now the people who run the boat, they know all about running boats. They know all about hoisting up land lovers and battening down hatches and doing all sorts of other good things like all good sailors do when they're far away seeing. Captain, not a captain, he know how to walk like a captain, write like a captain, walk like a captain, talk like a captain, smell like a captain, eat like a captain, do all sorts of captain things. Then there was the first mate. Now I gotta tell you about the first mate. Now the first mate, he don't know nothing about Jewish parties. He don't know nothing about hoisting up landlubbers. He don't know nothing about captains. He wants want to go over to England. He want to play his guitar. He want to run around, chase women, have all sorts of good time. Anyways, this fella, his sideburns, they're just a little too long. He'd give away. See, he'd been down in Mexico, he'd been working in this rope factory down in Mexico now. Down in Mexico, they make rope out of this funny little hemp plant that grows wild in the ground. Some of you people grow it in flower pots under your bed. Anyways, down there, and he's making rope out of this funny marijuana plant. And one day, the rope factory should catch fire, and he run back on in to save his lunch. He's got two sardine sandwiches. Running back on in to save his lunch, he gets inside and all this funny smoke floating around up inside, and he gets some of this funny smoke up inside his head, and he sit down in the middle of the fire, and he say, "Baby, I ain't gonna make rope no more." He take everything he own, he wrap it up on, up in a diaper and a knapsack too, and he hanging on down to the Titanic. He get to the Titanic, he standing on the bottom, walking on up the gangplank. The captain standing on the top. The cap says, "What you got, boy?" He says, "I'm coming on." This is what you got. This is where I got me two changes of BVDs. I got me my guitar, I got me my address book, a pair of socks, four Mass Marvel comic books, a tennis racket, and 497 and a half feet of rope. He says, "497 and a half feet of rope. What do you got that for?" He says, "Oh, I just carry it." So he says, "It's all right. Go on board. Go on board." And he did. It was midnight on the sea. The band was playing near my God. Fare well, Titanic. Fare well. Daddy wouldn't let Jack Johnson on board. They said, "This ship don't haul no coal. Fare well, Titanic. Fare well." Brings us up to what's happening now. The Titanic, she's floating around, in and out between the icebergs. The Jewish people are partying, they're trading wives and Cadillacs and diamonds. They're drinking booze and having all sorts of party fun. Everybody else is hoisting up landlubbers and battening down hatches. The first mate, he's hanging over the rail. He's having himself a little smoke. He's digging the iceberg, having himself a little smoke, and it's the captain's time to do his thing. The captain comes on out. Remember I told you about the captain? He knows how to walk like captain, ride like captain, talk like all sorts of captain. He comes on out, and he's standing on his thing right now. Is that he's got to go out and test the wind, so he casts his nose up into the north wind, and he goes, first mate. He says, "Hey, first mate, what's that you smoking?" He says, "Daddy, nothing but a little old cigarette, captain." He says, "I don't believe it. Give me a puff." He says, "All right." So the captain take himself a little puff. Nothing happened right away. He says, it's all right, it's all right. It's just a cigarette. I'm going for a walk. And that's what it did, folks. He went for a walk. He went out walking around the boat. He went walking toward the wheelhouse. He walked around. He walked around the wheelhouse once. May he look on over at the captain. And he say, you want another tall captain? And the captain, he say, right. So this time he's gonna tell the captain a little bit about the smoke that he's smoking. He says, now, the idea, captain, the idea is to get the smoke way down deep inside your tummy and hold it there just as long as you can. It'll make your head feel good all inside. So the captain says, all right. He take himself three big tokes off that funny little brown weed. He says, I'm commencing to hold it in. He walked around the wheelhouse. He went downstairs. He laid down. He got up. He ran in the other room. He sent a radiogram. He came on back in. He took a shower. He come out. He shaved. He laid down. He got up again. He turned on the television. He turned off the radio. He played a game of cribbage. He read a Smash Marvel comic book. He walked in the kitchen. Made a cup of tea. Made a cup of coffee. Sat down. Ate a piece of pie. Went upstairs. Played another game of cribbage. Went back in. Finished his other Smash Marvel comic book. Laid down. He had the television, the radio, the egg beater, the air conditioner. Everything's all going at once. He walks up on deck, and this is 52 minutes later, and this cat, he breathed yet. So the first mate see him standing up there on the rail. He's all puffed up like a balloon. He says, you gotta let it out, Captain. So the captain, he let it all out at once. Falling right down on the wheelhouse floor. He's out cold. Oh, this is brings us up to what's happening again, folks. The Titanic, she's sailing around in between the icebergs. Everybody else is having parties. The Jewish people, they're jumping up and down. They're trading wives and Cadillacs and diamonds and drinking booze. Everybody else is hoisting up landlubbers, battening down hatches and doing sail things. The first mate's hanging over there on the rail. He's having himself a little smoke and digging the icebergs. And the captain's out cold on the wheelhouse floor. Midnight on the sea, the band was playing in my God's feet. Farewell, Titanic, farewell. Daddy wouldn't let Jack Johnson on board. They said the ship don't haul no coal. Farewell, Titanic, farewell. All of a sudden, the captain's eyes popped wide open and stood right up straight. Grabs a hold of the wheel. Looks on out at the bow of that boat and he say, I'm gonna move you, baby. And it did right on into an iceberg and she went right on down. It was midnight on the sea, the band was playing in my God's feet. Farewell, Titanic, farewell. Not even wouldn't let Jack Johnson on board. He said, this ship don't haul no coal. Farewell, Titanic, farewell. That's the true story of the Titanic, folks. She went right to the bottom. She took with her all the Jewish people, all the first mates. She took with him the captain. She took with him the landlubbers. She took with him the mass Marvel comic books, the tennis racket, and 497 and a half feet of rope. Meanwhile, back on the stateside, old Jack Johnson, why, he's standing up on the pier, he's fishing away, he's got himself a little stick and a line, and he gets a tug, he pulls it on up, it's a big, wet, blue, soggy mess, and on the inside on the line, and written in big gold letters, it says, USS Titanic, and stuck right above it was a wet road shack. That boy was so happy, he started doing the Eagle Rock up and down that pier like it's going out of style. He's gonna do the Eagle Rock now, everybody in for the Eagle Rock. See, the band was playing near my God. Fade well, Titanic, fade well. He wouldn't let Jack Johnson on board. He said, this shit's no hard old boy. Fade well, Titanic, fade well. Fade well, Titanic going down.
Thunder and lightning and rain in the air. Man, this must have been a good show. That's what's going on right here at the Banana Plantation out on the front porch as we're wrapping up this hour of Dirty Rice. What we heard right there wrapping up the set was Trixie Smith from the Sky Is High record, Jack I'm Mellow. Before Trixie Smith, we had the main event of this evening, a timely news story. Apologies to anyone who may have been offended there. This is a very old song about a very old incident that comes around every April 14th. The sinking of the Titanic, hit an iceberg, went right on down. You heard about it right there in The Legend of the USS Titanic from Jamie Brockett off of his Remember the Wind and Rain record. And yeah, we're remembering that right now. Legend of the USS Titanic, and started off the set with John Kay and Steppenwolf. John recently had a birthday here this past week. He turned 77. One of the greatest rock bands of all time, Steppenwolf. Don't step on the grass, Sam. I'm Bill Bolens. It's been a pleasure sitting in with you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you all very much for tuning in to the show this evening. I'd like to let you know that Dirty Rice is produced at the Banana Plantation, somewhere in Mid-City Baton Rouge, 3 miles east of the Mississippi River, for KRVS, located in the Cypress Lake Studios in beautiful Burke Hall on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. The university joins you, our listeners, in support of KRVS. We thank you all very much for the support that you show us throughout the year. Always tell everybody you know, tell your mama and nam and all your family, friends, and neighbors, tune in to Dirty Rice and to KRBS. Dirty Rice affects an area from Port Arthur to Port Allen, from the Bujo Arsenal line passing through the Bunky Overpass and the Bluffs at Natchez down into Côte Blanche Bay, Vermilion Bay, Atchafalaya Bay, and all shrimp boats, privateers, and oil rigs out there in the Gulf of Mexico. That's just locally, 88.7 on your FM radio dial. Sending out a worldwide hoodoo on the internet, krvs.org. Get us on up to the top of the hour. On the flip side, we're going to have a little bit of Linville Thompson, courtesy of Daddy Cecil. Bring the coochie come. I like marijuana.
Marijuana, I love it, my brother. Marijuana in my soul. Marijuana in my
Down. Do nightmares keep you awake? Might as well tune into Ghost Town, Thursday nights, Friday mornings, 1 a.m. on KRVS.
Support comes from Louisiana's first 100% open-air, dog-friendly beer garden, the Worst Beer Garden venue and food park, located in the heart of downtown Lafayette at 537 Jefferson Street. Live music, comedy, and fun for friends and families. Also available for private parties and corporate events. Enjoy local craft beers, boiled crawfish and shrimp, plus food trucks on site. For more info, visit worstbeergarden.com. That's worstbeergarden.com.
Since the latter part of the 1980s, KRVS has brought you music from around the world right here on Earthbeat. I'm Cecil Doyle. Join me for Earthbeat every Sunday evening from 7 until 8 p.m., Thursday evenings from 8 until 9 p.m., right here on KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.